When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello!
And welcome to BSP, Believer Skeptic Podcast.
The podcast where two idiots debate weird phenomena.
I'm Chris. I'm the believer.
I'm Cody. I'm the skeptic.
And if this is your first time listening to us, we are an LGBTQ paranormal comedy podcast and proud members of the Podmoth Network. And this here that you're listening to is a mini-sode.
Yeah, and in case you're brand new, a mini-sode is we actually record a full episode every other week where we bring you everything. Well, a mini-sode we release in the interim weeks, and it's one story a piece that will tease the upcoming topic to see if you can guess. So it's kind of a game. And let me just say, we have some really fun, unusual recording circumstances going on right now.
Oh, yeah. So let me explain, since this time around it's my fault, is I, not that it's anybody ever's fault. That's not what I meant.
Yeah, no worries. I was like, but, wow, damn.
No, but I mean, in the good things, I mean, I got a gig in Flagstaff, which is about 2.5 hours north of Phoenix. So I have a gig here up in the cold winter. I'm doing a Christmas carol as an actor. So, yeah. So, since I work remotely, I'm up here. So, I'm going back and forth between Phoenix. But for the last minisode, I was here. And for this minisode, I'll be here. So, if it sounds weird, that's why. Additionally, just to pre-warn you or whatever you want to call it, our new episode that usually drops on Mondays will not drop until late Monday night next week because I will be back in town that day and we'll record and release on the same day.
Yeah, exactly. And also just because of all that, I think we're both recording using our not normal sound equipment. So if it doesn't sound exactly the same, that is why.
But I'm glad it's more so for a mini-sode, so you have to deal with it for 15 to 20 minutes rather than a full 50 minutes, you know.
Oh, totally, totally agree. And for full disclosure, to make it even weirder, I'm recording in my car right now.
You know, that's not very unusual. There's some podcasts that do that, you know, because it's one of the most quiet places.
Oh, absolutely. And I was actually, I actually thought about that, but I was parked. The reason I asked you, Chris, to give me a few minutes is I was parked because I've never done this. So I was like not thinking. I was parked right on a busy street and I was literally hearing like cars going meow. And I was like, okay, lesson learned. Let's go move somewhere else.
All right. And now that you've listened to all our trials and tribulations for the week, I think this episode's going to be really fun. It's connected to our last episode and you know, it's a holiday episode. So I've given you some clues already.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And yeah, I think, and I'm excited to continue the holidays. I think this is going to be pretty easy, I think. I guess it depends on the stories.
Well, now that you changed your story, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yay. Well, it's your turn to go first, though.
No, I went first last time.
Oh, you did? Oh, it's my turn to go first now.
Yes, it is.
All right. So let me jump into it. So I am going to be sharing with everyone an Icelandic folktale.
Yay.
Yeah, so I was like, this will be really fun. All right, here we go. And I think, Chris, you said yours is not a folk tale this time, so we're kind of switching up for our typical minisode.
Yeah, mine's a true encounter, supposedly.
Awesome. This is true, too. Just kidding. All right. In a mountainous region somewhere in Iceland, there was a farmer. He was unmarried. His only long-term companion was a housekeeper named Hildur. who did a really good job, and whose family and lineage the farmer knew very little of, but everyone in the house was fond of her. Now, he also hired a herdsman to watch his sheep, but that's where this story turns foul. Because
foul.
Sheep. Farm. Wait, but I was like, sheep aren't foul, but now I get it. I was like, oh God, this is embarrassing. Anyway, something strange took place that was at the same time puzzling and frightening. Every year, when the winter sun finally shone on Christmas Day, the herdsman was found dead in his bed with no apparent trace of injury. Now, naturally, the farmer was greatly troubled by these mysterious murders because on one hand, he needed a herdsman to tend his sheep, but on the other, as a good person, and that's what I like about him, his conscience didn't allow him to hire a fellow man knowing that he was basically going to be sending him into his death. And yeah, so I like that. Yeah. So as implausible as that may sound, a man who was apparently in desperate need of a job presented himself and insisted on being hired despite the unexplained yearly death. So I like actually that the farmer was at least upfront with this, you know, that the farmer was like, hey, you're probably going to die, but here's a job for you. Yeah. So the farmer guy, the shepherd was doing his thing and he was doing well until Christmas Eve. And just before he was about to fall asleep, he remembered about the tragic fate of his predecessors. So he decided to remain awake no matter what. This turned out to be a smart move, for it did not take long before he sensed someone sneak into the room and go up to his bed. In the dim room, he could barely make out the silhouette of a person, but he recognized Hildur, the housekeeper. And if your name is Hildur, you're probably fucked anyway. So believing that he was asleep, Hildur put a bridle on him and rode him out to a huge precipice.
What?
Yeah. So she puts a saddle on him, I guess, and as a horse, she's like, nay. So I don't understand. Oh, shit. Then she fastened the reins onto a rock and leapt into the opening of the precipice. The herdsman, it says here, objecting strongly to being tied up all night, freed himself and followed her to a beautiful meadow. Now, secretly, so he's following her and he noticed that the place was splendid. And this apparently was where the elven king dwelled, and Hildur was saluted and welcomed as his queen. A great feast was laid out in Hildur's honor, and children came out calling her mother. To appease the youngest child, Hildur gave him her golden ring to play with. Well, the child being a typical child, and I know this because I spent all day yesterday with my 3-year-old niece, dropped the ring and lost it. Well, it ended up nearby where the herdsman could remain hidden and grab it. So he grabbed the ring and carefully hid it in his pocket. Now, as the night drew to a close, Hildur prepared for her departure. Now, this seemed to be a recurrent thing because everybody begged her to stay except for an ugly old woman who sat skulkily in the corner. This was the king's mother, and apparently she had laid a curse on Hildur and refused to undo it. Yeah, and so we'll learn a little bit more about that. So Hildur had just basically left. So the herdsman freaks out and runs back to the rock and reharnesses himself and allows himself to be ridden like a horse back to the farm.
I'm sure he loved that.
Right? I mean, I'm thinking
reverse
sex.
Reverse cowgirl?
Yeah, that's exactly cowgirl. What I was thinking. It was reverse cowgirl. So the next day when they found that he was not dead, they pressed him to tell what had happened. Well, the herdsman pulls out the golden ring as evidence and said that this Hildur was the queen of the elves. And since she was a commoner, the king's mother banished her from her homeland and family by a curse. Yeah. So that's why she was cursed. So she was not born a queen. The king married her and the mom was like, hell no, I don't want no regular person to be the queen. So she was only allowed to return once a year, but at the cost of a man. But by breaking down the barrier between the human world and the elvish world, And by surviving the trial, the herdsmen broke this cycle of murder. Therefore, Hildur was freed. She told them her story and vanished, never to be seen again.
Oh, wow. So she was, like, she was cursed to be part of that family. Yeah,
she was basically cursed to become human and was only allowed to return just on Christmas Day, and that's it. Yeah, so that was the curse. The thing I found interesting is this herdsman actually did nothing different that any of the other herdsmen would have done. Like, she rides him out, rides him back, and that's it. So I expected him to do something heroic. He did nothing, but somehow he stayed alive. So it's kind of like a inadvertent hero, I guess.
Well, you know, it's just one of those patriarchal kind of things that the man is the hero.
of course. I actually was thinking of it as more like a morality tale about sex, that if you can stay awake while she's riding you, then you deserve to live. Because otherwise you're a piece of shit.
Well, if you fall asleep while she's riding you, there's some other issues got to work out.
That's true. That's very true. There's something else going on. But that is the story of, or the story of, that was my Icelandic tale.
Of Hildur.
Of Hildur.
Yeah. Well, that was cool. I like that. That's very interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was fun.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you a firsthand account of one person's encounter with a strange creature. Indeed. This story comes from 2009 from writer Alex B. They say, "From what I can remember, it was never a scary house. From the outside, it looked normal enough. A little one-story with a well-manicured lawn, fenced-in backyard, and garage. It was owned by my mother's friend, who I lovingly called my aunt. As far as bad experiences go, I have none to recall prior to the day my aunt moved from the house. That day, however, is a different story.
Mm-hmm.
My aunt and her husband had been on the rocks for a while, and I assume much heartbreak and harsh words had gone down within the house during their stay there. Maybe that attracted the spirit. I will never know. I don't recall much about the day my aunt and mother packed up the house, but I do remember being asked to go into the spare bedroom and retrieve some blankets. Now, the spare bedroom was a little secluded room in the front house that was accessible only by going down a hallway that also doubled as the laundry room. The washer and dryer sat in a closet, and above them was a little door to the attic. When I say door, it wasn't so much a door, but more a piece of wood that sat on top of a square hole that opened up into the attic.
Oh, that's not creepy.
Yeah, for real. That's like my panic door. I was far too little to reach this, quote, door, even if I was to stand on top the washer and reach with my arms outstretched. It was impossible. You must remember that on this day, it was only me, my mother, and my aunt who were at the house. So imagine my surprise when I walked past the laundry to find the closet doors had been opened with the attic door ajar and light on. I had been in and out of the house all day and knew that not one person had been into the attic. My mother detests attic, and my aunt won't be caught dead climbing up into one. So I find this all to be a little strange. I continued on my way to the room where I gathered the blankets and then headed back into the hallway. As I was leaving, I looked up into the attic and there appeared a man.
Oh, shit.
To this day, his appearance has always baffled me, for he was not so much a man, but an elf-like creature. He wore his hair long and over it was a pointed hat. His clothes were tattered and I can remember them being green. His skin was brown and his eyes black. He was small. I don't want to say a midget, for I don't mean to offend no one. As so, for the sake of being politically correct, I will just say that he was no taller than 3 feet. He was not a lean creature and was actually quite round about the middle. He sat hunched over the square opening of the attic, looking down at me with a malicious grin. I froze. "Come here, little girl,"
said Ooh! He,
to which I did not respond. "Little girl, come up here," he said again. His voice, I remember, was a harsh one, high-pitched, but at the same time, deep and threatening. Even as a child, I knew that what I was seeing was not human and was not good. I stood there in a sort of paralyzed state, staring at this thing in the attic for what seemed an eternity, while he again and again repeated, "Come here, little girl. Come here, little girl."
Ooh.
Then, as if my brain was finally able to get through to my feet, I ran. I believe I would have run through a wall of linebackers to get out of that house. I could hear him laughing as I took off, a dangerous laugh, one that to this day will raise the hairs on my arms and neck. Immediately, I told my mother and aunt what I had experienced, and they just as immediately wrote me off as having an overactive imagination. After much pleading, I got them into the hallway, where lo and behold, the attic door was open and light still on. The little man I had described to my mother and aunt had vanished. It was obvious that I was not the one to have done this, being that I was not of the right height to even reach the door, let alone the light inside, which hung another 3 feet above the opening. Needless to say, the packing was left unfinished, and the three of us promptly left the house with a phone call to my aunt's ex informing him he could finish emptying the house himself. Whether my mother and aunt believed my story or thought that a crazy person had taken residence in the attic, I don't know. I was never, and to this day, am not the type to make up wild stories. I am a much grounded person, but I know that what I encountered that day was a spirit, demon, or ghost, and it was evil, very evil. Why it had never showed itself until then, I can't say, but it came to me and has been a part of my memory ever since. It was my first and only experience with actually seeing an entity. I still get feelings of being watched, and I can always sense when I am not alone, but have never again seen anything.
Wow.
Yeah, that's creepy.
That is such a good story. So they stayed at the house then, I guess?
It just said that they left. They were in the midst of divorce. They're helping the aunt pack, so.
Oh, but so who lived there after this?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know who got the house in the divorce.
Okay, that's what I'm wondering is, like, if anyone has ever seen anything like that. I love that he was like, all he had to do was say it was about 3 feet tall. And he had to be like, I don't want to say the word midget. And it's like, well, you don't have to.
And he did it anyways.
But what I love about that story, say that first sentence again.
Say that first sentence again?
Yeah.
Why? That was...
Because it's such a good first sentence. Like, that's like a opening of a book. Like, it was great.
Let me reopen up my document.
Oh, if you already closed it, don't worry about it. We don't edit our minisodes either, so people get to hear all the glory. But it was a world-class first sentence. I really liked it. It made me want to read on and on and on. That was a really well-written story.
Yeah, and it was... I don't know how to explain it, but it was a little weirdly written, just kind of the phrasing, and that's why I kind of, but it was well written. Yeah.
I agree. It sounded good.
No, it says, from what I can remember, it was never a scary house.
Yeah. I like that.
The opening line. Yeah.
I think cause that sets like, oh, that means something's going to happen. I think it was nice. I also loved, I just picture, Chris's voice as the elf whenever it said it was a high pitch, like Chris being like, hey, girl, come here.
Whatever. Even though I was using a totally different voice.
It was a good actor voice. It was good.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening to us. And like I said, as a reminder, next Monday, we will be a little late, but it will drop later that night. So.
Yep, exactly. And see if you can, I don't think you're going to have any problems. See if you can guess the full episode that will be dropping. And hope you are continuing to have a happy holiday season, whatever it is you do or however you choose to celebrate. And bye.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.